This is the news brief for Blind Abilities Teencast for Wednesday, November 25th, 2015. I am Antonio Guimaraes reporting. Five people have been charged for their involvement in a large-scale kickback scheme which directed $580 million to two hospitals in California. Tens of millions of dollars were paid to have doctors refer patients to Pacific Hospital of Long Beach and Tri-City Regional Medical Center in Hawaiian Gardens, California. Five people already have or will plead guilty in relation with this massive kickback scheme, including former Pacific Hospital financial officer James Canito. The two hospitals involved performed thousands of spinal surgeries, billing workers' compensation insurances, as well as state and federal governments. A video of a white police officer shooting a black teenager has been released by the city of Chicago after a judge ordered the video be made public. The white police officer, James Van Dyke, is being charged for first-degree murder for the death of black teenager Laquan McDonald. Prominent clergy members are calling for peaceful demonstrations. Businesses are warning tenants to prepare for protests. Some businesses responded to warnings, saying they expect to be open but would close if protests became unruly. Cook County's top prosecutor said Officer Van Dyke emptied his 9mm pistol of all 16 rounds on Laquan McDonald. The officer was on the scene for 30 seconds before he started shooting and continued to fire even after the first few shots brought McDonald to the ground. Witnesses said Laquan was carrying a 3-inch knife and walking away from Officer Van Dyke before he was killed. State's attorney Anita Alvarez described the video as graphic, violent, and chilling. The lawyer for Mr. Van Dyke says the officer feared for his life and that the video does not give the full picture. The family released a statement asking people to not resort to violence in Laquan's name. Research findings on disability and employment discrimination were released earlier this year. The New York Times reported the story on November 2nd, and the findings are astounding. The research team at Rutgers and Syracuse University scholars sent resumes and cover letters to thousands of accounting jobs. Some cover letters disclosed a spinal cord injury, while others disclosed Asperger's syndrome. Yet another set disclosed no disability at all. Employers expressed an interest in candidates who disclosed 26% less frequently than those without a disability. Previous survey and laboratory research has asked directly if employers would hire people with disabilities, but participants in these settings may have given researchers a socially acceptable response. Similar studies using cover letters have been conducted to detect discrimination patterns toward race and gender. The pattern of discrimination highlighted in this research may be all a blind person needs to answer the question whether to disclose blindness in their job search. This is Antonio Guimaraes for Blind Abilities Teencast. Visit blindabilities.com and follow me on Twitter at mguima, A-M-G-U-I-M-A, and thank you for listening.